The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Brian Dobson is going to be here, the former RTE newsreader. He is going to be placing his favourite read up on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. We'll find out if there's any shows in News Talk he wants to present. You know, the way we're hoovering up all that RTE talent. You know, what we lose talent. You know, we've got Henry McKean here, who I know is, you know, moving the other direction. Is that right, Henry? You're taking over Liveline?
I can't talk about negotiations. All I can say is watch this space.
Right. You know, we've given people a headline now just out of my musings at the top of the show. Anyway, what are we talking about more seriously? The upcoming budget and what the government can actually do to make childcare cheaper. And then Fionn will be along. Fionn will be along before the show was done and dusted, the ultimate guide to Marrakesh. But Henry is here not to create rumours from nothing. He's here to talk actually about a very serious story about AI chatbots, because you would have seen the story, CyberSafe Kids warning about how these AI chatbots pose a major threat to children. So what's this about, Henry?
Yeah, so they're basically showing up on all of our devices. My phone right here, it's on that. It's all over it. Everywhere AI is basically popping in. And they're saying, CyberSafe Kids is saying that there's been this huge rise between the ages of 8 and 15. And they're basically warning us about unchecked risks. So 26% of 8 to 12-year-olds and 36% of 12 to 15-year-olds use chatbots for homework, friendship, information. And they're saying there's no safeguards. And just to quickly go back on something there, friendship. They're using it to find friends, even though the friend isn't real. It's AI, and it's a brain that's perhaps, I don't know, millions and millions of bigger than perhaps your brain, and you have a big brain. Kids are, you know, taking this all in, and there's no checks and balances, and more than one in four children bothered by online experiences, horror, hate, and sexual content among their top concerns. So the other concerns are there too. Here are the kids from St. Kevin's in Sallynoggin in Dublin talking about AI chatbots.
I used to think that they were good, but now, like, I'm coming to it, I don't really think anymore that it's very good.
And why don't you think it's very good?
Because, say, when you use it for homework and you ask it a question, you're getting no learning out of it. You're asking the question and you're getting the answer.
Do your teachers know that you might be using it? How do they feel about it?
I don't think our teacher knew at the moment, and I think the teacher would more encourage us to ask her more than ask ChatGPT. I think one time when I was in, like, say, an argument with my friend, I'd ask how to sort it out.
And what did it say?
It'd say, like, talk to the friend, be comfortable, and just, like, don't get angry.
How'd you use it?
Just to, like, make it do maths for me, or, like,
you'd ask it to do your maths?
Yeah.
And does it get the answers right?
Mostly, yeah.
So the teachers know?
Yeah. I'll just ask it to how to, like, do my homework and all. Maybe, like, some hard questions. I'll just ask the ChatGPT how to do it. So I used it for homework once, but it denied to give me the answer, I think, on WhatsApp.
It wouldn't give you the answer?
Yeah, it said, like, are you cheating or something? It didn't want me to get the... It didn't want to give me the answer. Meanwhile, sometimes when I don't have anyone to accompany with, I just chat with it to see what it responds with.
Do your parents know that you're using it?
My parents don't mind using it, because I want to stop using it, because it doesn't really do anything to me.
Would you try and use it for friendship if you were lonely? Would you chat to it?
No, that's something crazy, no.
I don't think I'd use ChatGPT because it's AI and you don't know who's behind it. Because you don't really know what's, like, behind it and what it's going to say after you ask the question. I only use it for, like, a meaning of a sentence.
Okay, so those are some level-headed kids now in that school.
Yes.
You know, I'm not really sure who's behind it. You got to be suspicious. Somebody else suggested they'd never use it for friendship. This is one of the really depressing things about this survey, is how many kids are actually using it for friendship. On the regulation piece that you mentioned as well, did you speak to experts about that, the lack of regulation?
Yeah, so CyberSafe Ireland, they're saying, we've been here before, the same mistakes made with the social media inaction, under regulation, are now being repeated with AI. And they go on and say a child should be able to ask a question online without the risk of their privacy, well-being, trust. Yet with AI chatbots, we're leaving children to navigate powerful, unregulated technology alone We can't just stand by and ignore the risks of AI in children's lives today. The lesson is simple. If we fail to act now, we will fail this generation twice. They're the words of Cyber Safe Ireland. And a California family is suing OpenAI over the death of their 16-year-old teenage son, Adam Rain, alleging ChatGPT encouraged him to take his own life.
Yeah, that's a really, really awful story. We won't get into the detail of it, but if anybody hasn't read it, I mean, it really is. It's sobering stuff.
Absolutely. And we do chat to Philip Arneil, the head of education and innovation at Cyber Safe Kids. And he joins us from Belfast. And here he is.
So for the 8 to 12-year-old age group in primary school, 26%, so over a quarter of them are now engaging in some shape or form with an AI chatbot. And this number jumps to 36% for 12 to 15-year-olds in secondary school. They're using it for various reasons, homework, friendship, and information. But we have serious concerns about this. At the moment, AI is not very robustly regulated. We also don't have any focus on age verification or age assurance when it comes to using AI, despite some minimum age recommendations. And I think this presents for children and young people some real dangers and risks when they're in the online world. It can potentially give harmful advice. We saw this in the case of Adam Rain, a tragic case quite recently. And if kids are using this to look up information for schoolwork or for whatever reason it might be, we also know, obviously, that the AI models are trained on the information that already exists online, and that is full of mis- and disinformation. So is the information that kids are getting and then using subsequently reliable and trustworthy? There's also potential for kids that are engaging with AI chatbots to get advice or to talk about things that they may potentially develop a kind of dependence on them emotionally or mentally. And also they're not perhaps then developing their own technical or creative or social skills that they're going to need to function effectively. And then finally, in addition to that, there's obviously a lot of risks around privacy and loss of ownership. If you put a photograph onto AI and for some reason or other to modify it, for example, where does your data go? Who owns that image? Where could it end up? So all these things are real alarm bells. And what we would like to see is really good, robust regulation and legislation that keeps pace with how quickly this technology develops so that we don't simply fall into the trap and make the same mistakes that we made with social media 10 or 15 years ago, the price for which we're still paying, and children and young people are still exposed on a daily basis to harms and risks from being able to access this kind of technology.
So that's what Philip Arneil has to say from CyberSafe Kids. One of our listeners says the kids are more sensible than some of the adults. I don't think they're talking about Philip Arneil. I mean, he's eminently sensible, but it's certainly true of some of those kids we heard from. They sounded very, very clued in. But what about the schools, Henry? What do they think of this AI creeping into the classroom? One of the kids says he uses it for his maths.
Well, I mean, this is it. They're grappling with it. And a bit of good news, I have to say, there has been a reduction in smartphone ownership amongst 8 to 12-year-olds, but they're experiencing more negative moments on social media. So we do speak to Dr. Barry O'Leary, principal of St. Kevin's National School, Sallynoggin in Dublin.
You will see in the CyberSafe Kids report that 75% of kids have unsupervised access to online devices in their bedrooms particularly. Over half of these kids are not having this conversation with their parents. So when they access a resource like a chatbot, while it might be initially naive or innocent in asking for the solution to a maths question, it becomes a gateway to what else they might use it for and what inappropriate material that they then might access.
Can you tell when the kids are using AI for their homework?
We generally can, so we try to set up activities such as kind of project work or artwork, different ways of presenting the same information, so they get to present as much of their own work as possible rather than just a single answer.
Kids, really, according to surveys, they just want to go out and play. They prefer to go out and play than be online at home, but parents are concerned about their safety and they think they're safer online. They're not, though, are they?
Not particularly. I mean, if you have no idea what your child is accessing online, what kind of digital content they're accessing, who they're spending time with, who they're talking with. There is as much danger in the solitude of their own bedroom as they may be out on the street.
And that's the thing, that bad people are now online, they're not necessarily outside.
No, I mean, the trope of the creepy guy being in the local park has certainly moved and navigated online, and there's probably more danger online than there is in the immediate vicinity of their own home.
So that's Barry O'Leary, who's principal of the National School in Ballynagh. And why would you let any child online before they're 16, says one listener. I don't know where things are going. I don't understand what's happening. Can we not just go back to before, when all this technology kicked in? Somebody else asks, and this observation comes in from somebody else. Just take the devices off them. It's so simple. Be a parent. Which I think is probably pretty sound advice, except in some situations, the schools expect work to be done, a certain amount of work, on computers or on tablets, in which case the kids have instant access to these chatbots. I mean, what have the kids been saying about them, Henry, and the chatbots in their lives, or AI in their lives?
And the AI and the chatbots, now a quarter of primary school kids are using it, and they're concerned, and what they're actually saying is they want rules. The kids want rules around these bots. At the moment, there's no rules. It's an absolute free-for-all. Here are the kids.
Well, I never really use AI because I'm not very comfortable with it. And because, like, you never really know what's behind the phone. I just don't really trust it.
And how come you don't trust it?
I don't think it's very safe for, like, young children and stuff like that.
And what age were you when you got your first smartphone?
It was back in 2023, so 9.
When you did try to chat to the chat box, what happened?
It just said hi back.
So you said hi?
Yeah, all I said was hi.
And it said hi back?
Yeah.
And that was it?
Yeah, that was it. One time when I told the AI bot to shut up, it actually stopped talking to me completely.
So it did shut up?
It just shut up. I expected them to fight back or something because I just wanted to see if I yelled curse words at it, what would it react? And it stopped reacting. It just shut up and done.
And artificial intelligence, that's what AI is, and they have so much information, perhaps thousands of, if not millions of brains in there working away. Does it scare you that the technology is so advanced that we don't know what it can do?
It is a bit scary when you realize like what computer and how it looks like at the outside of it, at the outside of the app. But otherwise, no, it doesn't worry me or anything. It's just weird.
It worries me that, like, the whole world is getting kind of taken over by AI because, like, everyone's using it nonstop.
And I can even hear a beep there. There's a bit of AI creeping in.
Yeah.
Even though everyone in this room is human.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think you're all human.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
You're human?
Maybe.
Yeah. I know.
I once jokingly asked, how do I make a Molotov as a joke? And it actually told me, which was kind of weird. I wasn't expecting that.
I would never use ChatGPT again. It could be, you know, sometimes dangerous.
And do you all have phones?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you got them at about 9, 10?
Yeah. I got mine like last year.
Last year, you see, I have to say it. I'm not criticizing the parents of those kids, but why are we giving phones to kids when they're still in primary school?
Well, there's loads of reasons why parents do it. They do it because they want to basically communicate with their children. There's huge peer pressure as well.
They need to. They couldn't, if they couldn't do it for all of human history until a couple of years ago, do they really need to do it?
Well, you can get these special watches and you can talk to your kids through that.
Exactly. Those Explorer watches, there's other brands probably available as well.
And trust the universe.
They would do the job. I'm more scared of AI than my kids. This is just how the world is going. I don't think you should be scared of your kids at all. You should see the AI that's available for Leaving Cert projects, says somebody else. I mean, that's we're only scratching the surface.
Oh, it's creeping
of
in.
How much this is going to impact the education system, particularly given we've got fifth years who started school in the last couple of weeks and they are doing the new Leaving Cert syllabus, lots of it project based. That is just all going to be done by AI. In fact, you'd want your head examined if you're a secondary school student doing a project for the Leaving Cert and you don't use AI.
Well, you can get caught.
Why wouldn't you?
Because there's more AI to catch the AI. So there's bots fighting bots.
It's a bot war. Henry McKean, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.